Joining us now by phone, Larry Weber. Good morning.
Good morning. Morning.
How are you?
I'm doing terrific.
Good.
Yeah, we have snow in the forecast and snow actually happening right now. And from the looks of the weather maps, it looks like for once we are going to get something you are not getting.
I know.
Yes. How is the snow conditions up there?
Well, we had a few flurries earlier. Right now it's just cloudy. The wind is out of the north and it's chilly.
How much snow is on the ground?
Oh, altogether?
Yeah.
Oh, at my house, which is just lakeside of the top of the ridge, I've got probably a foot.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So are the ski trails opened and groomed and so
forth?
Oh,
yes.
And groomed as well?
And beautiful.
Okay, well, wonderful. I went skiing in Jay Cook State Park yesterday, and I was surprised that the trail was not groomed. So that surprised me. There's enough snow for it, but I guess they just had other things to do. anyway, there is plenty to do on a day like this. The area that's really getting hit hard today is Wisconsin, northern Wisconsin, and that's exactly where I was going to be. And I thought, like you say, discretion wins out. It was probably a smart move to not try to drive in this stuff. And then followed by tomorrow, the snow is supposed to be over today, but followed by tomorrow, hard winds and a very cold temperature. Next 2 days, Sunday and Monday, both days, we may not get above zero either day. So welcome to December. Looking at the statistics so far for the month, until recently, we really didn't have much snow at all this month, and now we're going to get plenty. If all goes well, we may be about getting above normal again if this snow really materializes, as they say. It's interesting that all this snow happens, and we've been getting it mostly on weekends. If you had a chance to get out earlier this week, we had some beautiful clear nights, and it's just spectacular. And we are now in the crescent moon, the waxing crescent phase, and as recently as last evening, it was still clear enough that we'd see it on our walk. And, of course, right nearby is the planet Jupiter, which has been visible every evening. In the early mornings, for those who get up early enough now, and it's not that hard with the late sunrise, we have the planet Venus extremely bright. And right above it, you'll see what appears to be another star. That is the planet Saturn. And Saturn is in the sky regularly, but it's usually hard to find because we're not quite sure where to look. But if you can find Venus, and we all can see Venus right now, then it's worth getting out binoculars to take a look at Saturn. Saturn is quite a spectacular planet to take a look at. We are now at the time of the earliest sunsets. Yes, sunset here at 4:20. It will continue until this next week, and then the sun will on the 13th, and then the sunset will start getting later already, even though we have not yet gotten to the solstice, which is the 21st. We are also now at the time of the meteor shower of December. Now, with the clouds, we're not going to see much, but according to the forecast, we should be getting clear, especially if it's going to get that cold. It probably will be clear. Other things of note, this is the time of the Christmas bird count starting. Duluth has a Christmas bird count next week, Saturday. Carlson County, where I am, we have our Christmas bird count on Sunday. And the Christmas bird counts are just a good way to get a look at what kind of birds are hanging around here at this time. It does change a little bit later in the winter, but many of the birds that are here at Christmas bird count will be staying around. They move of where they go to, but they do stay around. A good example, I have not yet seen or even heard anyone talk about red poles coming to bird feeders, but I did have someone tell me they actually saw some red poles. My big sighting of this past week with birds is not once but twice I saw flocks of Bohemian waxwings. They're a regular winter bird, and they are in flocks, but I tend to see them more in late winter. Both of these were seen separate flocks. There are different numbers in each of the two. We're both seen in the same region, and it was just great to see them. I just don't usually see them that much in December. In addition to that, the flock of birds that comes to the bird feeder so far has been goldfinches, and even that has been sporadic. 2 days ago, we had a flock of about 30, and then yesterday, not at all. And the other flock is a bird that we probably don't see in Grand Marais. I saw along the road, I saw a flock of wild turkeys. Now, wild turkeys have been moving north in Minnesota for a long time. And they have just recently, within the last 10 years, shown up in Christmas bird count in Carlson County. I was very reluctant to count them at first because I thought maybe they were released by local residents and so forth. Well, I waited until I started seeing young ones. And then I knew the flocks had been established. And now there's a couple places I can see them on a regular basis, and one place in particular not far from here, only about a mile and a half from here, where they're right along the road, and that's where I saw them this week. So, yes, that's another bird that I'll be able to have on a regular on the Christmas bird count. In addition to that, the flying squirrels continue to put on great shows every night. Oh, my gosh, at least a dozen, it seems like, every night. They even got on TV this past week on Monday evening. They were on Channel 6 in Duluth as part of a Nature Matters program. And, oh, yes, quite a spectacular show they put on. We also have a couple other critters visiting the bird feeders besides the birds, the usual squirrels in the daytime, but also a cottontail rabbit that comes by every night. You know, it's really interesting. The cottontail rabbits have a pretty tough winter. They don't turn white like the snowshoe hare, and there's many, many critters out there, many predators that are after cottontail rabbits. So they have a pretty tough winter. So this one doesn't show up until after dark, and usually by sunrise already in the morning it's gone. The new snow we had this week, and we had a new snow on Thursday, gave for some excellent tracking yesterday, and I expect after this snow today, tomorrow's going to be a good time to get out once again to see tracks. I always like to go out, get out on the day after the new snow, and I think we're going to have plenty of opportunity to do that. And the other thing to keep in notice is this, the Christmas, you know, we get toward this Christmas season and we think of Christmas trees. There is no better Christmas trees right now than what we have with the spruces. Just get out and take a look. Mm-hmm. They are just still loaded. I saw that again yesterday. It's just amazing. This is from the snow that we got at the end of November. So they're probably going to hang on to it for a long time to come. So anyway, get out there and enjoy it. It sounds like winter is kicking in for real.
I love it. Thank you, Larry.
Yeah, take care.